a front page drama from the files of the American Weekly.
Judge, draw your own conclusions. My bees swarmed, and the next thing you know, Rebecca's storehouse is full of them.
Full of bees, yes, but full of whose bees? Judge, did he see them enter my storehouse? Did he follow them from his hives to my land?
Did you know him?
Well, no, I didn't, but...
I rest my case.
For the second time in as many weeks, Noah Peartree and Rebecca Meacham were at each other's throats, legally speaking. Who would have thought that this was the same pair who for 12 years of evenings had peacefully played cribbage together in Rebecca's parlor? Listen as Front Page Drama brings you a humorous story from the files of the American Weekly, the great magazine that is distributed with the leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. At the turn of the century, the sleepy little Vermont town of Belmore had a justice of the peace and a one-cell jail. The former spent his time almost uninterruptedly in his hardware store, and the latter was invariably empty. But one April, certain events occurred which resulted in unusual judicial activity on the part of Silas Wintergreen, the justice of the peace, and culminated in the occupancy of the single jail cell not by one but two lawbreakers. It all began when Rebecca Meacham lodged a charge of larceny against her neighbor and longtime admirer, Noah Peartree.
Judge Wintergreen, you'd say offhand Noah had an honest face, wouldn't you? Well, let me tell you...
Now, wait a minute, Rebecca. Never mind Noah's face. Start from the beginning with the facts.
Well, the facts are that I own a grove of maple trees and that my farm is right next to Noah's. In the spring, I make maple syrup, and from that I make maple sugar. This past spring, I made 500 pounds of maple sugar, worth 15 cents a pound. But I'd hardly got it put away in my storehouse when the whole lot of it was stolen.
Stolen, you say? Who by?
By Noah, of course. My own neighbor, a person I thought of as well as a friend.
When was it stolen, Rebecca?
All during this last month, Judge.
Did you see Noah Peartree take it?
Oh, he didn't take it.
Rebecca... Are ye or ain't ye accusing him of larceny?
I am. It was his bees took the sugar, Judge.
Oh, his bees?
Yes. Noah has a big hive. Well, his bees found a way to get into my storehouse and little by little stole every grain of sugar out of it. It's all honey now in his combs.
Hmm. What proof have ye this, Rebecca?
I caught him at it, coming and going. But by then it was too late. Every last scrap of sugar was gone.
Did you speak to Noah about this?
I did. I told him all that honey piling up in his combs was made out of my sugar and was rightfully mine.
What did he say?
He just laughed. I told him I expected him to either fork over the honey or pay me $75.
And he said?
He laughed again.
And you said?
I said if that was the way he was going to act, he need never come calling on me again or expect me to play cribbage with him either.
Uh-huh. Now, you, Noah, let's hear your side of the story.
Yes, Judge.
You swear to tell the truth?
Aye.
Proceed.
It's simple enough, Judge. I can't be held responsible for what my bees do.
Why not?
Well, you know how bees are. They flit from flower to flower, collecting nectar. If I was responsible, everyone on the garden could ask me for some part of my honey, couldn't they?
Yeah, seems like they could. But to my knowledge, there ain't any precedent of that kind of thing.
Of course not. I say Rebecca ain't entitled to any part of my honey.
I dunno, Noah. If it was your bees that took her sugar...
Can she prove it was my bees? Could have been wild bees or bees from some other hive. After all, we don't go putting brands on bees the way folks do on cattle. How can Rebecca prove it was my bees she saw flying in and out of her warehouse?
You got the point there.
Another thing. If I am to get the blame for what my bees do, then I should get the credit for what they do, too. Why, Judge, without bees, it'd be no pollinization. There'd be no flowers or fruits or vegetables. But I don't go asking the farmers around here for a share in their produce, do I?
That's another point.
Judge, this is just plain silly. I'm not guilty. Rebecca here has to suffer a natural loss.
Sounds like it to me, too. Got anything to say to that, Rebecca?
I might have known you men folks would stick together. Justice.
Don't malign the court, Rebecca. I hand out the best justice I can. I find the defendant not guilty. Case dismissed.
What?
You heard me. Now then, you two, shake hands and make up.
I won't shake his hand, and I never want to speak to him again.
and Rebecca flounced out of the courtroom convinced that she was the victim of a gross miscarriage of justice, while Noah grinned triumphantly. But only a few weeks were to pass before the tables were turned. Be listening for the amusing conclusion to this front-page drama from the files of the American Weekly in just a moment. Burglary by bees is more humorous than dangerous, and quite uncommon. Not so uncommon is burglary of homes by desperate and dangerous thugs who often kill in their search for valuables. In the September 17th issue of the American Weekly, former police commissioner Arthur W. Wallander tells the proper technique for dealing with burglars in an article entitled Somebody in the House. Read this informative article and prepare yourself against the time when you might be victimized. Remember, Somebody in the House appears in the September 17th issue of the American Weekly. Be sure to read it. The American Weekly is the magazine that is distributed with a group of discriminating Sunday papers from coast to coast. It offers an infinite variety of real stories about real people. Stories that actually happened. Written expressly for the American Weekly by the world's greatest writers. It offers stimulating, entertaining articles by leading experts and dramatic eyewitness illustrations, many of them in full color. And that's why the American Weekly is the favorite in more than 9.5 million families. So start this week to read the Sunday paper in this city that contains the nation's reading habit, the American Weekly. And now, back to our front page drama. Noah was feeling pretty good about his legal victory over his fair neighbor, and was almost reconciled to the loss of those pleasant evenings of cribbage in her house when something happened that brought him to her door.
Rebecca, I know you don't want ever to talk to me again, but I got to ask your permission to go into your storehouse and get my bees.
Go where and get what?
My bees swarmed, Rebecca, right into your storehouse, and I'd like to get them back.
You don't say. Swarmed right into my storehouse. Well, 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 I'm sorry, Noah, but you can't go on my property.
I'll have the law on you if you don't let me get my bees, Rebecca. Remember what happened the last time we were in court?
I remember only too well what happened. But this time the shoe was on the other foot. See you in court, Noah.
They're my bees, Judge, and I want them back. For her to keep them is just plain stealing.
Rebecca, what do you have to say for yourself?
I guess you remember the last time we were here, Judge.
I remember.
Noah said he couldn't be held responsible for what his bees did.
Yep, I recall.
He also said there wasn't any way of identifying bees, but they didn't have brand marks on them, and therefore he could not be told from wild bees or bees from some other hive.
Yep, right. He did make that point, as I recall.
Well, Judge, maybe the bees in my storehouse are wild bees, or maybe they belong to some other beekeeper. Noah's bees certainly ain't the only bees in the world.
By gum, that's so.
Judge, draw your own conclusions. My bees swarmed, and the next thing you know, Rebecca's storehouse is full of them.
Full of bees? Yes. But full of whose bees? Judge, did he follow them from his hives to my land?
Did you, Noah?
No, I didn't, but I...
I rest my case. Uh-huh.
Well, see now. Since there's no positive identification, I rule in favor of Rebecca.
But Judge Wintergreen...
Case dismissed. And a word to the two of you. Make up and be friends. And don't be coming back to my court anymore. Can't spare the time from the hardware business this time of the year. What? You two here again? What is it now?
I charge this woman with assault and battery, Judge.
And I charge him with the same, Judge.
What exactly did Noah do to you, Rebecca?
He spanked me right in the middle of Main Street.
That was after she slapped me, Judge.
Wait a minute now, one at a time. You first, Rebecca.
I was walking down Main Street this morning, minding my own business, when he comes along and insults me. So I slapped his face for him.
Insulted you, eh? Noah, what did you say to Rebecca?
Just that at least a woman with a face like hers can do is to keep a pleasant expression onto it.
Well,
so she slapped you, eh?
She did. Right hard slap, too.
Then what did you do?
I hauled her over my knee and let her have a couple.
I'm going done. You're both guilty of disturbing the peace.
She started it.
No, Judge, he did.
By gum, I find you both guilty of disturbing the peace.
All right, Judge. How much of a fine do I have to pay? Whatever it is, it'll be worth it.
I ain't fining either of you.
Huh?
I'm sentencing you both to jail for 30 days.
What, 30 days?
But you can't do that. There's only one room in our jail. We can't both stay there.
No. I said 30 days, Rebecca. You'll both stay in that cell from 8 in the morning till 8 at night. In the evenings, you'll go home.
Oh.
Rebecca.
Don't talk to me, Noah Peartree. Even if we are in this jail cell together, I won't have you talking to me. I've got nothing to say to you, just as you've got nothing to say to me.
Sure, but we might as well kill a little time with a game of cribbage.
Cribbage? We haven't got a board and cards, anyway.
Yes, we have. I brought mine along. Here we are. Cut for deal, Rebecca.
Hello there, you two. Time to let you out for the night.
Just a minute, Silas. I'm about 2 seconds away from a goal.
Sorry, Noah. I got to lock up. You can finish your game tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Well, all right. Seeing I got something to look forward to.
That's the spirit. Ready, Rebecca?
I'm leaving, Judge.
And good night, you two. Remember, tomorrow morning at 8.
We'll be here, Judge.
Noah?
Yes, Rebecca?
Did you mean that? About having something to look forward to?
I did. And I didn't mean cribbage specially, neither.
Noah, why didn't you give me my fair share of that honey?
Don't you know? Because I just figured someday the profits would belong to the both of us anyway, that's why. You hurt my feelings coming around yelling for it as if I was just anybody. Why didn't you just let be?
Because a lady never takes anything for granted, that's why. How was I to know the profits were going to belong to the both of us? You never said a word.
Some things don't have to be said.
That's where you're wrong, Noah. Things have got to be said, especially after 12 years of not saying them.
Maybe you're right.
Well, I still don't hear anything.
All right, Rebecca, I'll say it. But what's your fire hurry? I still got 29 days, haven't I?
But Noah didn't wait the 29 days, and Rebecca promptly said yes. So there was nothing for Judge Wintergreen to do but commute their sentence to life, that is, to life as man and wife. This has been another front-page drama from the files of the American Weekly. Naturally, real names have not been used. The American Weekly is the magazine enjoyed by readers in over 9.5 million homes from coast to coast. In each of its issues, you find the world's greatest authors and authorities writing the most fascinating true stories you've ever read. There are stories of romance, adventure, science, history, all of them illustrated and many full color by America's finest artists. There are many wonderful hints and by experts on homemaking, cooking, and beauty. Plenty of fine reading to thrill the entire family. No wonder it's read in over 9.5 million homes. Ask your dealer for the Sunday paper that carries with it the American Weekly, and you'll soon see why it's become the nation's reading habit.